Title, Love and Fellowship, dated November 14th, 2018, written by Kent Williams. Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth, so we will be confident when we stand before God. Even if we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings, and He knows everything. 1 John chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. Recently, I felt like something was missing in my life, and I found that I had not been connecting with my spiritual friends. So, I was able to unbury myself from my day-to-day work ritual and make time to reconnect with one of them. We had lunch, and it was such a wonderful reminder of how God works in all of us. You see, I believe we are at our best when we are connected with others. Additionally, the bond between our friends are made stronger with God as the intermediary, for Jesus said, "For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them." Matthew 18, verse 20. A part of me wonders why this is so true. The answer lies in today's verses, love. It is that genuine love that we have for God that makes our spiritual connections with others authentic. We think of love as this intangible thing that we cannot ever fully understand. However, if we truly are a child of God, we have a full understanding of what love is. It is that which God gives freely and unconditionally. We feel it when we walk down the street. We feel His assurance in each step we take, and protection when danger may embark upon us. It at times overwhelms us, and other times emboldens us. It is His love that goes well beyond words. In fact, the mere mention of it from someone who truly represents it is the most encouraging word. This is where 1 John is trying to emphasize its authenticity. Therefore, it is crucial that we connect with others who share that same kind of understanding. I am not saying it is just the love between husband and wife, nor that between parent and child. Those are bonds that are indeed special on their own. However, when two or more bond in fellowship with Christ, there is an energy that can neither be explained or described. It can only be experienced, and once experienced, it simply becomes not only part of our common language, but also, and more importantly, the driver of our actions. One feels it in prayer or is motivated to make a difference in the lives of others. This is something we must seek continually, because without it, we are lost in the wilderness. We are made to fellowship with others through Christ. Many will argue that they can have it without anyone else, and others may claim that people are flawed and thus corrupt the goodness of that relationship. However, as today's verses point out, actions always speak louder than words. Those who we have found true fellowship through Jesus Christ will always connect us closer to God. Let us be tireless in our pursuit of both God and those who similarly seek Him. What are your key indicators for your connection with God? How can you build authentic relationships through Christ? My prayer is that we focus on building relationships that lead towards greater love and fellowship in Christ. Amen.